USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With 3 weeks to go for California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's recall, the national media has suddenly responded to the fact that Republican Larry Elder could be the next California governor. The Democrat-friendly media is hitting Elder with Trump-like tactics. Los Angeles Times columnist Erica Smith headlined, quote, Larry Elder is the black face of white supremacy, end quote. Both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign for the disgraced governor before the recall. As time is running out to evacuate Americans from the bungled Afghanistan evacuation, some Western nations, including the United States, are warning of a serious security threat outside Kabul's airport and have urged citizens not to travel there. Reports are saying car bomb threats from ISIS are what prompted the warning. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate out of Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
What did U.S. lawmakers learn from visiting the Kabul airport this week? Dan Naraki reports.
A pair of American lawmakers who made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan to witness the evacuations from Kabul's airport firsthand are on their way back to the United States. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan have received backlash from both parties, accusing them of needlessly taking up resources on the ground. Meyer told Fox News that he wanted to share with the American people the stories of heroism he saw from American personnel during his time in the country.
You have individuals there in Kabul who evacuated the U.S. embassy with moments notice. I know soldiers who left behind their boots. They're wearing tennis shoes right now. Others who are in the same uniform they had when they evacuated the embassy 2 weeks ago because they didn't have time to grab their rucksack. They went right into Kabul airport, into chaos and pandemonium and tens of thousands overrunning the runway, and then pivoted to not only negotiating and having to deal with the Taliban as frankly a security partner rather than adversary, but also execute one of the most complicated logistical feats and probably the largest airlift in human history.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the direction of U.S. politics heading down a road we've never seen before, there are some that can no longer sit on the sidelines. One such person is a household name from his gridiron days. Herschel Walker has announced his intentions to become Georgia's next senator. Mr. Walker tells Fox News he can no longer sit on the sidelines.
When people say Herschel is not of Georgia, I've said, no, I owe everything to Georgia. I owe everything things to Wrightsville, Georgia, everything to my parents, but mostly to the state of Georgia, because whatever I've done, the state of Georgia has gotten behind me right now. And right now, it is very biblical that this state have a conservative like myself to get in Washington and let the people know this country is going down the drain unless we stand up. You know, young people out there, you know, I was like you. Sometimes I stayed on the sideline. I didn't vote. You know, I just figured this is not going to touch me. But right now, I'm telling you what's happening right now. You got to wake up. Wake up and say, I got to get into this game. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get into this game. And I'm going to say, guys, this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to be a part of. We're a great country. So quit trying to divide us. Quit trying to separate us, because we're together. This is the reason we're the greatest country in the world, is we have people that come together. And what I want to do is bring the people together. I want to go to Washington and try to, you know, get people together so we can get things done for this country, get things done for the people. Things are just getting ridiculous, and you can't do it. We can't live like this.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.